At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
If you like these types of stories and want more content, please go to the link in the description and buy me a coffee to support the podcast so I can get super caffeinated and awake to pump out the content. I honestly need a new computer for better sound editing and a microphone so you can hear my beautiful voice. If you are unable to do so, I completely understand. Just sharing this podcast everywhere you can is so appreciated. I truly appreciate you and let's do this.
Guys who had fun with your friend's mom, what is your story? Worked at this shitty restaurant as a prep cook dishwasher in high school. One of the waitresses, older than me, started dropping hints. Being that this woman was a good deal older than me at the time, she was late 30s, I figured she was just trying to get a rise out of me. So one night, closing up, she just bluntly says, "I'm going back to my house to get naked, smoke, and I want you to come with me." So of course I go. And clearly I do well enough that she keeps inviting me back. It lasted about 3 months and I'm sure that the women after her were probably very grateful for my early instruction. So she quits the place and of course we stop seeing each other. So one day in school, this kid I knew back in second grade suddenly moves back and he hooks up with my group of friends. One night we are riding around and smoking and he says, "Hey man, let's stop by my place and get some food, my mom's cool." We arrive and I'm thinking, crap, this used to be Sarah's house. And we walk in and it's all the same furniture, so duh, shit, Sarah is his nom. I'm super freaked out, hoping his mom isn't going to wake up. She does, comes out and her first line isn't to her son but to me, "What the frick are you doing here?" Yeah, super uncomfortable. Long story short, I am a referee for a sport league. U15, U19, I also go to all of the practices and help the kids.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Well, this one boy, age 16, in particular I start to mentor. His mom wants to invite me over and have dinner. I politely decline, I'm 22. She informs me the next weekend that her son doesn't have a father figure in his life. And it would help him out a lot to have a mentor that just helps along the way. So a few weeks after she invites me to dinner again. I go over there, note, she is pretty attractive for having three kids, age 16, 11, 6, is about 5 feet 5 and 120, they live in a pretty nice house. We are having one of the best dinner I could ever have. Well, I played on the Xbox with the kid for an hour and he really wanted me to stay over. He even asked his mom. He went to shower, his mom talked to me and said, "Hey look, if you can do it, it would mean a lot to him." I said frick it, and we played Xbox till around 11:30. I was actually having a fun time with the kid. So his mom comes in the room and says, "Alright, time for bed." I thought this was a bit odd having a bedtime, but her house her rules on this is the turn we've been waiting for. She tells me that the couch is made and ready, hint hint. I say, "Alright, let me take my shower then I'll be off to sleep." I get out of the shower and I'm just about to crawl on the couch and surprise. There goes his mom. I was a bit startled and said, "Oh, I thought I was sleeping her." She interrupted and said, "Well, I mean I thought you were too. I can get up if you need me to." Getting a little older and missing major opportunities from my past because I didn't know any better, I said, "Yes mom, I'm going to sleep here." She said, "Great." The best fricking a 22-year-old could get came from that night. And many nights after, always with a text from the boy, "Hey, my mom said you can sleep over." I enjoyed this for a very long time. Notes, she was 36 and not married. Also, I don't know if I got played into that or what. S. I am good friends with my daughters. I fricked their mom. My good friend from college's mom was getting remarried for the fourth time, I believe, and so, they were only having a small party for friends and family at his new stepfather's house. My friend said they'd have a cake, so I agreed to go with him, and he drives us there almost 2 hours away from school. When I get there, I'm introduced to his family as basically the reason my friend, let's call him Kevin, drinks at school. So everyone I meet is basically, "So you're the alcoholic Kevin's been telling us about." So I don't drink at this party. His mom on the other hand gets wasted, as well as him. So flash forward to after the party, Kevin's head's in a toilet in the basement and I'm sober. While I'm trying to convince him to let me drive his car back to school, his mom comes downstairs and pushes me against the wall, shoves a hand down my pants and says, "Isn't this every college guy's dream?" I tell her no, she's just got married. Anyhow, she starts undoing my pants and blows me, with her son not 5 feet from us, still passed out in the toilet. This is where it gets interesting. My friend's new stepdad comes downstairs and sees his mom with my cock in her mouth and explodes. She runs upstairs after him, and he begins to throw all her furniture out on the front lawn. She calls the police on him. He then tells me to go get in his truck because he needs to go to the police station. I'm basically shitting my pants at this point, but go and get in his truck. Apparently he had some contract with the city for his business and couldn't be having the police come to his house. He ends up passing out at the police station. They tell me to get him home. So now I'm driving this passed out guy's truck, whose new bride blew me not an hour before, home. The next day I wake my friend up early and tell him we need to leave. I still don't know if they ever told him what happened. I was not invited back. IDK if you would call him a friend, but a kid that I had like 2-3 classes with in high school's mom. It was a few years after, and granted I had no idea what his mom looked like. Anyways, I stuck around and went to university around where I grew up and lived from my childhood home during the time. Most of my friends went away to college, including this particular friend, and I, like most single guys my age, took to Tinder and graciously swiped right on any cougar I possibly came across. I matched with this pretty good-looking 46-year-old woman who I found out was widowed years earlier and just looking for some fun. I was happy to oblige her, and the only reason I knew she was this friend's mom was when I got to her house and we were having some drinks on the couch, I saw his graduation picture from our same high school with my same grad year across it, and did some digging when I got home. TLDR, banged ex-classmate's mom thanks to Tinder 9/10. I got a IRL story like this. Dude I'm distantly related to was expecting a baby with his wife. Pretty normal. He and wife start fighting. Wife tells him it's not his baby. It's duh, his dad's. Dude doesn't really believe it, confronts dad, dad cops to it. This causes issues with dude's parents and they separate. Dude's separated from his wife. So, the wife and dad move in together. Long story short, dude suddenly doesn't have a wife or family or child, goes on big alcohol drug binge. We're pretty redneck down here. Lots of intoxicated driving. Dude gets in accident and is killed. Mom and dad reconcile while grieving. Now mom and dad and wife and new baby all live together. Welcome to Central Florida. Needed a place to stay when I was 18, so my friend's mom said I could move in with them and rent a room. Everyone in the house had a tendency to go to bed early except her and I. She liked to drink, I liked to game. One night I was bored and went out to the garage where she was drinking and listening to music. We bullshit for a while and she asked if I wanted a drink. Hell yeah I do. After I had a couple shots of Goldschlager, she started with the "Oh, my neck is so stiff. I wish someone would rub it." Being a warm-blooded teen with hormones and booze coursing through my veins, I jumped at the chance. She was 47 and had the body of someone in her early 20s. As I rubbed her shoulders, the strap on her nightgown kept falling down, showing a little more skin. She'd pick it up and let it fall further the next time. Each time I let my hands wander a little. After a few minutes she commented how wonderful it felt and if I'd do her back. I don't think any blood was making it past my waist, so I agreed without hesitation. We went inside, she faced away from me and pulled her gown down to her waist and laid on her stomach. I rubbed her back for a while and when I was done I half jokingly asked if she needed the front done. She said yes, but only if I'd rub her tits. I couldn't get a single word out. I was stunned. She rolled over, titties right there for me to play with, so I waited for my brain to reboot and did as I was told. After that massage, things escalated and she ended up riding me on the couch. That was the first time I had fun without a condom, and I immediately saw what all the fuss was about. It happened a few more times, always started with her asking if I wanted a drink. Eventually I put an end to it because I got back with my GF and I wasn't going to cheat on her. Once I stopped having fun with the mom, she flipped out on me and evicted me. I wasn't able to ever tell my friend what happened while I lived there because him and his mom would got nasty when they fought. In those times, nothing was sacred, whatever they could say to hurt the other. After I moved out, he called me a meth freaker one night and I laughed until I was afraid I'd pass out. When I regained my composure, he asked what was so funny. I told him he wasn't a liar and told him what had happened. For 30 minutes all he could say is, "You're freaking shitting me." It just kinda happened. We worked together and were good drinking buddies. She was going through a divorce and I'd just become single from being cheated on. One night around Christmas, she got the mistletoe out and gave me a kiss, but I went in for the snog. A couple of weeks later, after some lovely flirting, we did the deed. 10 years later, we're still together and the friend has accepted it. I tend not shove it in her face that I'm sleeping with her mom. Not mom, dad. This girl I was friends-ish with in high school's dad came out of the closet when we were juniors. Divorce and all that good stuff came and life went on. About a year after graduation, I saw him on Grindr and the rest is history. She doesn't know this happened, just as I'm sure she doesn't know her dad is hung and into guys her age, and that's just how life goes. I had fun with my friend's girlfriend's mom last October. It was honestly top 3 best funeral experiences I've ever had. It started with me following her on Instagram, and anytime I was around her I'd compliment her or flirt with her. Finally I invite her to join us at an Oktoberfest event and we're flirting, so finally I go for a kiss and she was into it. She offers to give me a ride back to my friend's house, and as soon as we park she leans over and starts giving me head. This goes on for about 5 minutes, then we get out and I bend her over her car and fricked her until I came inside her. When my buddy's girlfriend found out, she was super pissed, but it was definitely worth it. Shout out Nick if you read this. I lost my virginity to my friend's mom. She was the original MILF. Came about after prom of all times. Before that my friends and I had a pact about losing our virginities before we left school. Fast forward to prom and I go downstairs and there she is drinking. I join her. We had scotch. Aged 18 years. Just the way she likes it. We had fun on the pool table in the end. It was amazing. I have to say I certainly was obsessed for quite some time. When I turned 17, I dated this girl who turned out to be faking the relationship because people at school put her up to it. I think they bribed her or something. Anyway, she relayed what I was like and they used it to bully me. I found out. Now, her mother was a freaking hot MILF. She had her daughter at about 16 herself, so she was only about 34 I think. She looked really damn good. I was in their house whilst my girlfriend was out with a friend. She hated me but apparently trusted me to be alone in her house. I went upstairs to go to the toilet and accidentally walked past her mother's room when she was getting dressed, and the door was open. Her mum saw me, didn't seem bothered, and I complimented how nice she looked. It got a little awkward for a moment and we ended up kissing, at which point I felt her up a bit. It didn't go any further because she felt a bit awkward with her daughter's boyfriend, but I definitely would've. If only to say that I fricked that bitch's mum would've been nice. I don't know how it happened. I just know my nuts and her itch was slapping. I was over there mowing the grass and I could feel her eyes all up on my ass, and then I went inside to make a phone call, and there she was with a titty hanging out her bra. One thing just lead to another, next thing you know, I'm butt frickin' his mother. Oh, hold up. I still got more. His mama gives head like a heroin whore. I wasn't thinking about him as my bud where she spreaded my butt cheeks and went for a milk dud. We broke out with his grandpa's gin and got drunk. I fricked her with a bowling pin, she's freaky. Her nipples look like peanuts. His mom is one of my favorite sluts. She likes tonguing from the back of my balls to the tip of my dick, with one big lick. She calls me her big teddy bear. Rawr, I chase her around in my underwear. I'll admit I like spanking her butt. I use his sock, though, to catch my nut. Don't worry, I put it back. I knew him better, that's probably why his toes been sticking together. I work in childcare, and slept with the mom of one of the kids I'm close with. I do after school care, and run outside at the local middle school. A handful of years ago I became close with one of the sixth graders and her mom. We all shared similar interests and became like family. Cut to about 3 years later. One afternoon the mom comes to pick up her daughter, not rounding out her eighth grade year. The kids were out playing while I was doing some cleaning filing. It was clear she had been crying a bit, but didn't get into why. All she said was, "Daughter, is really going to need you in these next few months." I had no idea what she meant. Later found out dad was cheating on her and that they split. Not long after that I was being invited over for dinners and movies and whatnot. The daughter adored me, and the mom seemed to love how good I was with her. Things were going well, then it became apparent that the mom grown interested in me. Now, she's quite a few years older than me, but does not look it. Frankly, she was hot as hell. She started coming on to me more and more, but I was hesitant. On multiple occasions in the past she told me how much the daughter looked up to me, and the pressure of, and running the risk of upsetting her or letting her down made me decline her advances quite a few times. But she was hot and persistent, and I'm only human. So we had a fling for a few weeks. It was nice. We almost got caught a couple times, but she didn't seem as concerned with it as I was. Eventually though, my nervousness over the weight of being her daughter's role model became too much. I told her we should probably end things, as I just didn't feel comfortable. She understood, and we did drift apart a bit afterwards, but we're all still friends. The daughter's 17 now, and mom has dived back into the dating world. We don't see each other as much as we did, but we still do NYCC every year, and just last week all saw Infinity War together. They're wonderful people and I'm glad I have them in my life. Knew a kid in high school, used to play Diablo together sometimes, weren't super close but got along well enough and had a lot of the same friends. After I was done school I started working in a school, and lo and behold this guy's mom works there. She started hitting on me from day one and added me on Facebook. One day I fix a computer in her room and she messages me after saying we should go out for drinks, and tells me that she is up for anything. She'd been working out and on diets and was looking like a grade A cougar, so I happily accepted. As it turns out though, her son still lives with her and she didn't want him to know, so she tells him that she's going to the bank, comes over to my house and sucks me off and plays with herself like it was the only thing she had ever wanted to do in her life, then goes home. Was great for both of us, so she would come over a couple times a week just for fun and head home. She made me lunches at work a few times and is a really nice woman. Well, I'm super late to this party and no one will see this, so I'll just give the abridged version of the story. One of my best friends, going on 10 years, and myself were both single a few summers ago and decided to just have fun to kill the time and to get rid of both of our dry spells. So we did, and then once more a few days later. Still great friends to this day. A few months ago she messages me and tells me her mom is desperate to get laid and is driving her nuts trying to get her to find a guy for her. I've been flirting and talking a big game to her mom for years, always just mostly joking. Don't get me wrong though. Her mom is a tiny woman and super hot. I jokingly volunteered to be the one to help out the mom. So I go over there and she is obviously not joking. So, I then had fun with the mom. And yes. The daughter my friend is in the same house, one room over and awake, the whole time. Now I'm actually dating the best friend of the daughter. I'm actually still in a relationship with my friends, ex-friends, mom. They lived across the street. We became good friends because she was easy to talk to. Didn't have a great home life, and I was in my sophomore year of college. Now almost 14 years later we're still together. I was 19, she was 43 at the time. Now I'm 33. It's a very unorthodox situation, but it works. My two friends were getting married and I was in the wedding party. They needed someone to walk the bride's mom down the aisle, so I volunteered. The rest of the night we kept joking she was my date. We took a photo together in the photo booth and we danced. At the end of the night when I was helping clean up and we were taking stuff back to the hotel that was connected to the venue, I was taking the elevator up to the bridal suite to drop stuff off, some stuff with the bride's mom. She just casually dropped what room she was staying in. After I dropped the things off, I swung by her room and she invited me in. My God, did she have a great body for an older woman. It wasn't my first or last experience with an older woman. It was sort of my thing for a while.
If you like these types of stories and want more content, please go to the link in the description and buy me a coffee to support the podcast so I can get super caffeinated and awake to pump out the content. I honestly need a new computer for better sound editing and a microphone so you can hear my beautiful voice. If you are unable to do so, I completely understand. Just sharing this podcast everywhere you can is so appreciated. I truly appreciate you, and let's do this.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.